Thanks for joining us, David.
Girimbose, that's how we say thank you in High Valyrian.
I love that. So how did you get the opportunity to create these languages used in Game of Thrones?
It was actually a competition. The producers of Game of Thrones, when they were producing the pilot, contacted the Language Creation Society, who put together a competition. They announced it to language creators everywhere. I applied, and I was the one that made it through two rounds of judging.
That's fantastic. So what's the process of creating a language? I can't even imagine what that looks like. Fill us in a little bit on what it takes.
Well, for Game of Thrones, George R. R. Martin in his books had created little bits of the Dothraki and Valyrian languages. So what I had to do was I had to find everything that he had created, analyze it to figure out what its phonological structure would be, you know, what its sound would be, and figure out what grammar was extant and if it was consistent. After that, I had to, you know, see what I had to work with, basically, and expand from there, both expanding the grammar and significantly expanding the lexicon so that I could handle script translation once scripts started rolling in.
And you helped build out that study program for people looking to learn High Valyrian. I mean, why do you think people want to learn the language? What is it about it that makes it so appealing?
Well, I'm sure that part of it is definitely Emilia Clarke. I mean, not only is her, you know, her role of Daenerys really cool, but she speaks the High Valyrian language so well and so convincingly on the show that it really sells the performance. And so it's kind of like fans that want to get, you know, into the head of what it might be like to be that character, to be in that world. Well, you know, they want a chance to learn the language. And now, thanks to Duolingo, they can just fire up the app and for free and with a very little investment of time, they can learn to speak High Valyrian, at least the rudimentary bits right now, just, you know, 5 minutes a day for about a month.
So what's been the whole process? I mean, what's it been like for you? I can't even imagine. I mean, are you looking forward to the premiere of the show tonight and or today? And you know, what's this whole journey been like for you?
Well, I mean, it's completely transformed my life because at the beginning, I think before I started, I was teaching freshman composition at a community college. And since starting work on Game of Thrones, this has become my career. This is now all I do. I just create languages for television shows and films. I'm really excited because tonight for the premiere, I'm actually going back to UC Berkeley. I'm meeting with the student group that I was a part of way back when, and we're going to watch the premiere together. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I can only imagine. I mean, is this a dream job or what?
Yeah, it's in fact such a dream job that I was pretty confident that such a thing would never exist way back when I started creating languages in 2000 as a sophomore at Berkeley. It just didn't seem realistic that anybody would ever be paid to do this once, you know, let alone be able to create a career out of it. It's really been something.